WBEN, Buffalo, New York.
Seems like old times. Max Marath is here with Richard Hayes. And the Arbers, who are even now appearing in Atlanta, Georgia.
In the what hotel? The Regency Hyatt House.
The Regency Hyatt House.
We hang out in the Bird Nest Bar.
Atta boy.
We have an old-timer. Max remembers this very well. The orchestra and I would like to present it. A little thing called San. Are you boys ready? Are you with me? See, this gives it the oriental flavor there. That's us, kid. What we're going to do, we're going to talk about California a little bit, at least one of their products. One of the products of California, prunes. Will you please add to the California prune commercial the words, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Wilma. I am not going to ask people to break the law.
No, sir.
No, sir. Sweepstakes, drawings. This is a new kind of sweepstakes with a healthy list of prizes. The California Prune Health Stakes, sponsored by the California Prune Board. It is called Health Stakes because the point of the whole thing is good health. After all, good health is what California prunes are all about. I mean, with all that vitamin A and B2 and iron and niacin and all them wrinkles. Gotta be healthy, right? Okay, prunes are good for you. So what can you win in the health stakes? Well, about a set of brand-new 10-speed bicycles for the family. How about that? Hey, Henry Diamond called me up the other day, and I said, I was complaining about my legs hurting me from pruning fruit trees, and he said, I know what you mean. My boy's got a new 10-speed bike, and I was out on it yesterday.
Yeah.
What is it, a 10-speed bike? You mean you have 10 different speeds?
Yeah, I've got one.
They've got 15-speed bicycles now.
I've got a 10.
It's really kind of nonsense, by the way.
You really don't need
10 speeds on a bike. If I had it to do over, I wouldn't buy one.
Eight or nine's all right.
Get out of here. 3 speeds, plenty.
I think so.
Huh?
How can you vary it?
The big gear has 2 sizes, and the small gear has 5. So you got combinations of 2 and 5, which is 10. In other words, you can go on the big sprocket in front and any of the 5 in back, or the small sprocket in front.
And how do you engage all this?
You use gear shifts that break the first week that you have the bike.
Oh.
Now, while you're riding along, you engage one of them, and then the chain slips from one to the next, and you got a little fast wheel action there while they're engaging.
Oh, you know that's got to mean lots of maintenance.
It's true. Jerry. Now, come on. They are hard to maintain. He's shaking his head. Negatively.
We haven't touched it in 2 years.
Yeah, but your son's probably
That's
a good
why
mechanic.
It hasn't broken. Yeah. He hasn't touched it for 2 years. You got to work it to make it break.
It's still in a box that came in.
Anyway.
I would dig one in a bike like that.
You would dig it? Okay,
yeah.
All you have to do is stop by your local supermarket in the California prune display. And while you're picking up some healthful California prunes, pick up a Health Stakes entry blank. And fill out the entry blank and mail it in. But remember, you don't have to buy nothing. Not even one prune. You'll find, and this is, remember, void where prohibited. And one more thing. The California Prune Board has asked me to remind you that good health need not be expensive. California prunes only cost about a nickel a serving. So look for the California Prune Health Stakes and for California Prunes and June Pruce. Prune juice. They're a sweet step toward good health.
I used to hate prunes when I was a little kid, but I really love them now.
Me too.
I do too.
And I drink a small glass of that prune juice every morning, and it just starts everything. After that, then I can smile. Oh, hey, this is National Smile Week. Oh, boy, you got to do your smile song again. Wake up in the morning and smile, and you're beautiful.
Thank you. Hey, Arthur, you know, we told you yesterday that we had gone down to Venezuela, and just wanted to tell you that we saw the world's tallest falls, Angel Falls, over 3,000 feet. Just beautiful sight.
Did you see the two airplanes laying there?
No, they've taken one of them last year and put it into a museum.
Angels.
Yeah,
that's the one for which it was named.
Right.
And there was another guy went down, four of them went down to have a look and did the same thing.
Really? What happened? We didn't see him.
Crashed.
Into the falls?
Well, just around the neighborhoods.
Jungle in the whole area. No.
They were going around in a circle, in a tight circle, you know, to look at the falls, and stalled out and went in the woods.
Mm. Mm.
And, of course, had to walk out and was several weeks getting out. I had to bring that last team back. I was in Caracas at
Did
the
you?
Time.
Really? Mm.
Yeah, and I brought him back in my airplane. But Angel, for whom the place was named, was the first man that went in with an airplane and left it there for years. And now you say it's in a museum.
Last year they moved it into a museum, into one of the...
3,000 feet?
3,000
yeah.
feet.
Yeah.
They say it falls so far. You know how water breaks up as it falls? There's nothing but a mist underneath the falls.
Yeah, down at the bottom. Did you go to Canaima, Arthur, which is like a
landing field there?
It's a small landing field. The water is deep like tea with tannic acid. You can't even see your hand down, stretched out. But that whole area is so beautiful. They have the Indians back there. We came back with blowguns and darts and bows and arrows.
Hmm.
Real touristy thing.
Yeah. Are you giving up the knife and the gun? No?
Yes, I left those home today.
And the garrote?
That's an amazing thing to me that nobody in gangsterdom has ever used one.
A blowgun?
Yeah, because, you know, they take guns and make a noise and you get caught and you get saved. Well, a guy could go like that and he got you, man, and that's it.
He's probably afraid he'll forget and inhale.
It would be interesting to know how the first fellow discovered that he could squeeze that poison out and heat it and be all right.
We were wondering about that ourselves. Yeah.
Well, the first guy didn't find it out. The second guy found it out. His name was Sara Lee something.
Which reminds me, our peach cream cheesecake is topped with a generous layer of yucca.
Whoops. There goes that sales curve.
No, Rio Oso peaches. You know what's Rio Oso peaches?
No.
Neither do I. I never heard of it.
River Oso.
Yes, but...
You guys have been in Spanish-speaking country, the Rio Oso.
But what is where's the Oso River? And what kind of peaches do they grow? I don't know. I heard of lots of kinds of peaches, Georgia peaches, and all kinds of peaches, but I never heard of Rio Oso peaches.
You mean the Japanese peaches?
Oso.
Oso.
No, the Oso River runs next to the Lomio.
You're making that up. Now, come on. See how confident...
Gee, I hope Sara Lee realizes I have nothing to do with all this stuff that's going on.
You started it. What do you mean you have nothing to do?
Well, let's hear about them anyway.
Anyway, they're yellow, orange in color and are selected especially to meet Sara Lee's stringent quality requirements.
So are the arbors.
It is an elegant and exciting flavor which will appeal to peach lovers and cheesecake fans alike.
peach cream cheesecake. Think of that.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Lots of real Oso peaches and cheese. As in all the Sara Lee cream cheesecakes, only the finest ingredients are used. The highest quality cream cheese is blended with other key ingredients and placed on a special graham cracker crust, which Sara Lee makes from scratch. You know, to get a handful of scratch and... Sara Lee peach cream cheesecake. Peach cream cheese, doesn't that sound great? I haven't tasted this yet, but I gotta do it. A natural extension of the cheesecake line designed to obtain new users and focus additional attention on this category. Ah, yes, the acceptance and success stories of blueberry and strawberry cream cheesecake prove the popularity of fruit-top cheesecakes. Uh-huh, that's right. Well, this peach cream cheesecake really sounds like something. Let's try it. It's frozen when you get it, you know. You let it stand at room temperature for 30 minutes, remove the cover, cut the cake, and place on plates ready to eat in 25 minutes. Keep the unused portion refrigerated. 19 ounces is the net weight, 1 pound, 3 ounces.
Well, you know, I like them when they come right out of the freezer. Not to not let them thaw.
That cold?
Yeah, they're really good that way.
It must be frozen hard, right, Scotty?
No, that cream cheesecake doesn't really freeze that hard. So you can eat it.
Something you mentioned in there said, you know, to prove the popularity of the fruit-covered cheesecake. But still, underlying all that is that cheesecake, and it is by far the best I've ever tasted on the market.
You're so right. You are so right.
How come you never have any free samples of this cream cheesecake here?
Well, we had it here in the beginning, but...
I remember, we had...
People got too piggish. Sara Lee was going up. You know who was eating it.
Yeah.
You just heard him.
Delicious.
Max, we need a little something from you here.
All right, listen, I have a request here. I got a letter from a real good bunch of gals called... It's a quartet called the Renaissance, and they're from Portland, Oregon. I was out there last month and played a show with them at the City Auditorium in Portland. And the leader of the quartet is a real great gal named Karen Hampe. She wrote a letter saying that she hears you on the KOIN.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, the girls this week are up in Calgary at the Northwest Regional Competition. You know, this is all the society. They compete for prizes and eventually pick the national winner. So they want me to do the Maple Leaf Rag and dedicate it to them and wish them good luck in the contest up there.
Well, let's do that.
So here it is, the Maple Leaf.
And wish them the greatest luck.
Thank you.
treat. What a treat. Gosh, I haven't heard that for a long time. You do it so beautifully.
Did you do that on your show, Max?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I always play the Maple Leaf. Yeah. It's kind of the granddaddy of all the rags.
Is it a Canadian song?
No, it has nothing to do with the fact that the Maple Leaf is the Canadian emblem, but it'll do for a dedication to the girls.
Sure. That was quite a bit of banjo playing you were doing there, Billy Muir.
Yeah.
Very nice. Bond is our sponsor. Bond has a philosophy that I love. When you want to do something right, do it yourself. You want something made right, make it yourself. And that's what Bond does. They make their own clothes in their own factories, and they sell them in their own stores. Bond's designers and tailors and cutters, a dwindling breed of meticulous old-world pros, they really give a darn, you know? They know that the clothes they make go straight to their own customers. You know, they don't figure what the heck, you know what I mean? They really care. I've spent so much time talking about Bonds being the true make-it-a-wearer store, I've neglected one of the two other clothing concepts that Bonds is famous for, the two-pants suits. Two-pants suits. Bond is the home of the two-pants suit. Everywhere has got a beat to it, hasn't it, huh? You've worn a suit on Monday, and you were planning to wear it again Thursday, but you spilled something on the trousers, so you're out of luck till you send it, get it back from the cleaner. If you own a Bond's two-pants suit, you can avoid the frantic dash. And let's face it, the trousers are normally what wears out first in a suit, unless you're lying down all the time, like the musicians. Consider this. At Bond's, you pay less for a fine quality two-trouser suit than you'd pay elsewhere for a fine one-trouser suit. So visit Bond's. Check out the two-pants suits. And while you're at it, you can look over the entire new spring line, which has just arrived. Bond's, the make-it-a-wearer believable clothing store. A good one.
The fellas are not lying down in defense of my fellow musicians. They are not lying down ever.
You mean that's erect?
Look at it. They're sitting there, sitting up straight. They're taking nourishment and everything.
It's the first time I've seen them for 7 months.
Have you seen a flamingo fly, Arthur?
Yes. Wonderful to watch them get off, isn't it?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Business.
When we were in Florida at Christmas time, there were six or seven flamingos in the pool in front of where we stayed. Boy, they're fascinating to watch.
Yes.
Especially when you throw rocks at them, you know.
Oh, no.
You nasty little boy.
Thank you.
Sing just for that.
Okay. We're going to rush the summer. This is a summer song. It was the theme of a really fine movie that passed you, The Summer of 42.
Summer of 42. Yes, that was a good movie. I saw that.
The summer smiles, the summer knows, and unashamed she sheds her clothes. The summer smooths the restless sky, and lovingly she warms the sand
on which you lie.
On which you lie. The summer knows, the summer's wise. She sees the doubts within your eyes. So she takes her summertime. Tells the moon to wait and the sun to linger. Twist the world round your summer finger. Let you see the wonder of it all. And if you've learned your lesson well, tell. One last caress
sounds. Beautiful sound, that is. Where did that come from?
Pardon?
Where did that song come from?
From the theme of the Summer 42.
The movie Summer 42.
I know, but was it the theme? I don't remember that in the show.
Yes, it was done. It was not sung in the movie. It was an instrumental piece done on the piano.
I don't see how you guys can do that a cappella. I mean, holding those distances and really...
Yeah, with no accompaniment either.
But you hear Scott and Tom, they're really way down there.
Oh. You have to do that one early in the day.
Mm. You ought to leave the group. You guys are terrible.
Okay, Pete. Dave, you've been doing that for a year.
How about singing something for us, Richard, when we get off of here?
Okay.
I spend the night in a chair thinking she'll be there. She never comes, and then I wake up, wipe the sleep from my eyes, and I rise to face another day without her. Face another day without her. Just no good anymore. When you walk through the door of an empty room, you go inside and set a table for one. It's no fun to spend another day without her. Spend another day without her. We burst the pretty balloon. It took us up to the moon. Such a beautiful thing, but it's ended now. And it sounds like a lie if I say I'd rather die than live without her.
Very sad, I thought, and effective. Mm. Tomorrow we shall do The Springtime Cometh. Today let it still be winter.
Who's News? Listen each day, Monday through Friday, to Douglas Edwards with Newsmaker on the CBS Radio Network.
There's a place in your day to tell it all.
Company coming out, that's where Stella Doro cookies come in. We've got some very entertaining ideas for you, like Stella Doro egg jumbos, sesame, Angelica goodies, and Lady Stella assortment. We keep the butter fat out, but still keep them tasting like bakery cookies, without costing like bakery cookies. We know what's good for you.